Well, Nance, the novelist Thomas Wolfe famously wrote, "You can't go home again," but we have happy news from the Leeson front, do we not?
We do. Because, Stein, I just took a trip down memory lane by going to Cape May, New Jersey, where I lived for 5 years after I graduated from high school. It's the place that made me the food person I am. And unlike so many other places, no matter how long I've been away, this time I think it was 3 or 4 years, it's exactly the same for me.
Like the little town that time forgot?
Well, time didn't forget this town because it's a National Historic Landmark. There's 600 Victorian structures here, including the Chalfont Hotel. You know the Chalfont.
Yeah, when we first got together, that was something that we discovered we had in common, that I had stayed at the Chalfont.
So the Chalfont is 140 years old. It was my very first waitressing job. I was thrilled this week to see a Savoir magazine article about the Chalfont that just came out. Adam Arachi, the guy who wrote it, profiled not only the hotel, but the family cook there, which was the fourth generation been working there, Dot Burton and her sister Lucille Thompson. Dot just passed away. Her mom worked there till she was 90 years older, in her late 80s. Dot was, I think, in her 90s, and her sister Lucille, 88 years old. I walked through the back door. Lucille was sitting at the table that I used to sit at 40 years ago and make rolls with her mother or shape crab cakes by hand. And she was cutting up potatoes. She didn't even know that Savoir article was out. I was able to read it to her.
What about the food? Did that bring back old food memories?
Well, one of the things I did is I stopped at the Lobster House. Here's another place. The Lobster House is owned by the Laudeman family, and it's been in their family for four generations. This is 100 years for the Lobster House. But what's so cool about this place is it has not only the sit-down seafood restaurant where I worked as a young woman and wore sailor suits, it has a takeout and a retail space and a raw bar. And the Schooner American, which is a bar that sits dockside, built on top of an old schooner.
These really old places are wonderful just for their continuity. You're making me think of a sign over the door in my favorite bar in all the world, McSorley's, the oldest continuously open saloon in New York history. It's even older than the Chalfont. But right over the door, there's a sign that says, "Be good or be gone. We were here before you were born."
Wow, and so true. So I did, by the way, have an enormous lobster with a dear friend of mine who used to work there with me, Pat. She spent 20 years there. I only spent about 5 minutes because they canned me, but that's another story.
Okay, we'll save that story for another food for thought.
Please do, but we ordered a lobster whose claw was as big as my hand, is bigger than my hand. So the place I worked the longest, though, was the Mad Batter at the Carroll Villa. And that place, right about a half a block from the shoreline, is owned by friends of mine who worked there with me when I worked there nearly 40 years ago. And I had the great good fortune to sit on the back deck and also the front porch with my friend Pam. We were knocking back a glass of wine, talking about old times, right where I waited table. So this is why I'm saying, for me to sit in these places and go in the kitchens of these places and see how little has changed really makes it so great, especially, as you say, when you live in a place like Seattle where things are changing every day and you don't even recognize the skyline anymore. That really means an awful lot to me.
With KNKX food talker Nancy.
You can go home again.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The stay at home again.
Stein.